Hello again, everyone. It's Pastor Bob. It's Tuesday, our first week of Advent, and we're working our way through the little Advent devotional by John Pavlovitz called Lo, an honest Advent devotional. Amen. By the way, we had a wonderful little lunch bunch yesterday at church. Every Monday at noon during Advent, we're going to be meeting. Everyone welcome downstairs at church, and bring your own lunch and just chat it up for a while. We'll do the same thing Thursdays. So this Thursday at noon at Roselands, we'll be meeting somewhere in there. You can find us. But our big event this week is Wednesday night. It's our Advent mini retreat. That's tomorrow night at 6:30. And we really hope you'll find a way to make it. Bring your friends and neighbors and kids and pets. I don't know. Sure, we'll have a good time. About an hour, 6:30 to 7:30. But for today, John Pavlovitz has a devotion for us called This Is Not a Test. This is not a test. All right, let's get our hearts ready for the devotion today. You know, for me, that always requires a little bit of this. That's Darjeeling tea with a good splash of milk. Darjeeling, the champagne of black tea, for some reason. It doesn't even sound good. I don't know. All right, we're ready. This is not a test. The scriptures from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 33 through 35. Matthew 13, 33 through 35. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed it into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Here's John Pavlovitz's comments today. At one point in my spiritual journey, I reached a place where every infinitesimal decision seemed like a specific moral test, a perpetual pass-fail pop quiz from God that I needed to get precisely right, or else. The "or else" usually involved heat, humidity, and endless teeth gnashing. I continually agonized over trying to hear what God was telling me in the most benign of moments, since so many other Christians I knew seemed so adept at it from what they told me. In this heavily pressurized headspace, God's will became a singular, microscopic needle in a planet-sized haystack that I was required to find over and over again, or risk punishment. It was exhausting and frustrating, and it tended to make me miserable. As I started to read the Gospels more closely, I discovered something new there: mystery. Instead of hard and fast rules, I found curious word pictures about yeast inside dough, seeds scattered into soil, branches connected to vines, and treasures buried underground. I found nebulous calls to meekness and heart purity and peacemaking. As I embraced that wonder, I felt freer in the expansive space of daily life. Jesus didn't need to live here. He could have shown up, tossed out another slab, stone, or rolled parchment filled with black and white religious do's and don'ts, and then disappeared into the ether, leaving a neat and tidy, easy, navigable religion to delineate our every decision. Instead, he chose to live life alongside flawed human beings, in messy and meandering trips into wheat fields and lepers' homes and leaky boats. There is a great deal of gray in this low-to-the-ground spiritual journey. The birth and the life of Jesus remind us that our daily existence is not a precise theological test, and the goal is not to avoid failing. It is an ever-unfolding trip through a day we've never been to, where we notice beauty, move with compassion, have grace revealed, and within a wide and expansive space, we get to choose. As usual, we have our questions, comments for reflection today, whether you may be just reflecting, meditating, journaling, sharing. Here's some thought starters for you for today's devotion. Number one, have you ever overanalyzed the small events of your life, looking for spiritual meaning or religious lessons you felt you were supposed to be learning? How or why is this either helpful or a hindrance? How do you process your faith in the small and close things? Second, embracing the mysteries and the grays of the spiritual journey can be freeing, but it's also difficult, especially when you've been that being sure is a virtue. Reflect on or talk about the need for absolutely certainty in spiritual matters, whether you see it in yourself or in others, and how embracing wonder may be a better path. And third, imagine the character of whoever or whatever you believe to be the source of this world and all life, whether you name that God or not. How has your image or description changed over time? What or who is God to you? Amen. Thank you for joining us again today. We'll be back every day during Advent with our daily devotion from Low. But we leave you with a prayer and reflection word for the day. Today's word, uncertainty.